Whenever you, now then I think after you complete sixth grade, you're out of grammar school. In the junior high. And boy, we have lots of acts, they ain't ever been to school.
Let's see, we were talking about breads that were not necessarily made with flour. You know, the ones that aren't made with flour are made with
meal.
Well, what are some of the things that you make with?
You make corn pones out of meal.
Are there any other ways there?
Well, you make it in batter, you know, and pour it out in the pan, and you take a knife after it gets done and cut it up into quarters, or you can cut it up into small pieces. Mm-hmm. A big loaf of bread, or a pan of bread, you can cut it up into maybe a dozen pieces, mm-hmm. according to how big the bread is and how many people will be served. Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a kind of that doesn't have anything in it except for cornmeal, salt, and water?
I think that's what you call a meal batter. Mm-hmm. You see, you make it up without any, you just put a little bit of, you just make it up with water instead of milk. Mm-hmm. And then, you can take a spoon and dub it out. Just something like, something on the same principle as fritters made with flour. Mm-hmm. You call them corn, you just call them corn fritters or something like that.
Are there any kinds of things that are cooked in ashes?
Yeah.
I remember you were talking about the skillet that had legs.
Yeah, that's that French oven.
And that would mainly be corn meal type dishes.
Yeah, that's corn, corn pone. Mm-hmm. Pones, about three small ones or two big ones. Mm-hmm. In that skillet.
Did you ever put, were there any that you ever made for fish?
Yeah, they make what they call cheese bread. Take meal and mix it up. You don't cook it, you just mix it up. Mm-hmm. And you get some cheese, you may have to melt that cheese, it didn't work good. Mm-hmm. And you work that cheese up in big round humps, mm-hmm. with that, so that you can put it in your net, or wherever you want to put it, and the fish will really go for that cheese.
How about something that you would eat when you were having fish for dinner? You
know? Oh, you're talking about, what is they call them things? I've made them myself. You make it out of corn, you make it out of meal, and cut it in fish dogs, I believe.
Sometimes I've heard of people putting pieces of fat in, it's usually hard fat, in with the cornmeal and cooking it.
No, that's lard. You put that lard into your meal and mix it up. And that puts a seasoning in your meal.
Well, sometimes they look like little chunky pieces of...
Oh, you're talking about, I'll tell you what you're talking about, I believe, is crackling bread made out of, you see, whenever people kill hogs, now I don't know whether this is referring to the same thing you're talking about or not.
I think it is.
But when they render their lard out, mm-hmm. then they'll go what they call crackling flesh. Mm-hmm. And then they'll take and skin off the soft particles of them cracklings and put mm-hmm. it into their corn batter and make good eating corn, that good crackling bread.
Is that not the same thing as putting lard in it? I mean, it's better than...
That's better than the lard.